USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the Daytona 500. He and First Lady Melania rev up the event, taking a historic lap around the track in the Beast, the president's black armored car. Supporters at Daytona International Speedway flying the American flag, and underneath it, Trump 2020 flags.
The cars will take to the track for the start. Tires will screech. Rubber will burn. Fans will scream, and the great American race will begin.
The Americans on board that Princess cruise ship in Japan finally off. It's been docked in the port for 2 weeks because more than 350 people testing positive for the coronavirus. The Americans will be housed at military bases in California and Texas for another 2 weeks. They'll be watched to see if they develop any symptoms before they can return home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
The Democrats running for president descend on Nevada ahead of the caucuses this coming Saturday. Lines long at some precincts for early voting. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg skipping all the early states, including Nevada. He's busy campaigning in Virginia ahead of Super Tuesday.
Virginia was the first state I came to when I launched my campaign a couple of months ago. And since then, I've been to 62 cities and 25 states. But I've been to Virginia more than anywhere else.
And Bloomberg telling supporters,
I was here just last week in Norfolk. I was meeting with veterans starting businesses, including one who opened a bakery. And yesterday was my birthday, so I might as well go back and get a piece of cake.
And some speculating in political circles, Bloomberg could pick Hillary Clinton to be his running mate, but so far nothing confirmed by the campaign. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Kellyanne Conway, top advisor to President Trump, defending her boss after recent tweets involving Attorney General Bill Barr. She's a guest on Fox News Sunday. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Attorney General William Barr raising some eyebrows when he claimed in an ABC News interview a few days ago, President Trump's tweets about open Justice Department cases make it impossible for him to do his job. On Sunday morning, White House counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway said the president was never asking the Attorney General to do anything related to a criminal matter, though she says previous administrations have weighed in on criminal cases.
President Obama spoke up in the Freddie Gray case in Baltimore. President George Bush, Bush 41, I think, commented on the case in L.A., probably the Rodney King case. So it's disingenuous to say that presidents don't comment on criminal matters.
Conway was speaking on Fox News Sunday.
To former Vice President Joe Biden now, who's admitting regret over President Obama's immigration policies.
Biden called it a big mistake to have deported hundreds of thousands of people without criminal records. Biden was in an interview with Univision anchor George Ramos, and he said, I think it was a big mistake. It took way too long to get it right. In written statements included as part of Biden's proposed immigration overhaul, the campaign has already acknowledged pain surrounding many deportations that occurred while he served as President Barack Obama's vice president. I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.